The tech industry has a woman problem. Over the past 20 years, the percentage of women working in the industry has gone down. In the 90s, one in three tech workers were women, and today it's one in four. Reporter Lisa Stifler's been looking into this for GeekWire. I asked her, when you hear a statistic like that one, what goes through your mind?
I just can't believe it, because you look at how much technology permeates our life. You know, I think back in the 1990s, and we had an idea of what technology could do with email and internet, but just barely. And now it's everywhere. And I just can't figure out why women would be less attracted to it, where it would seem like less of a draw, less exciting. But that's what's happening. They're not going into the field, and then they're not staying in the field when they go there.
You went about answering your question by talking with eight women who started in tech 20 years ago. Who are they as a group?
Right. So these were eight women who were graduates from the University of Washington, mostly in the computer sciences program. And some were PhDs, some were bachelor degrees. And so we went to the UW and said, help us find these women, and we want to tell their story and see what their experiences have been.
Why did these women choose tech?
A number of them had parents who were in the field. Some just had a teacher maybe in high school who was really passionate and interested and encouraged them to pursue this. And some just liked math and sort of got into it that way.
So these eight women graduate from the UW, enter the tech workforce in the mid-90s. What did they tell you about how they got by in that male-dominated field at that time?
Well, so in the mid-90s, in the early 90s, it was about one-third women and two-thirds men in tech and computers and math. And they didn't really seem to mind it. They knew it was a male-dominated area, but they had such a passion for the technology. They loved how powerful it was, what they could create with it. And they were kind of bonded with the males in the field because they were all kind of nerds. And they were in this new area that hadn't exploded the way it has now. And they just felt connected that way. And they didn't really feel marginalized or different that much from being a woman. I did ask you, did you ever feel like there was something that happened to you because you were a woman in this field? By and large, they didn't feel that way. They really felt like they'd had the opportunities they wanted. And if anything had happened, it was because they had chosen a different path because they had families. They had sort of self-imposed a different route than maybe their male counterparts had taken.
And many of the women you talked to have remained in tech, most of them for local companies over the past 20 years. What changes have they noticed?
Well, yes, right. So there were eight women. Seven are still in the field. One woman left because of family, because she'd had a repetitive stress injury. They felt like it was more empathetic to women now in the field, even though, interestingly, according to federal data, their numbers have gone down. Women now represent about 25% of the workforce for math and computers. So despite the sliding number, there are more women overall. So there is more camaraderie because the field is just bigger. And they felt like there's a lot more conversation about women and making them feel welcome in the workplace. There was one woman who was interesting I spoke with who felt differently from the others, that the programmers have changed the culture somewhat, that with all the money that's in technology, it's sort of drawing different people than it had in the past who are maybe less passionate about the technology as an end result, but more driven by the money. And so she felt like this might be a more machismo kind of guy coming into this sector. And she worried about that and the repercussions there, and that it could continue discouraging women.
Finally, Lisa, if a young woman, let's say in your family, comes to you and she says, I want to start a career in tech, what do you want her to know?
Well, all of the women I spoke to, except for the one who was worried about the programmers, love the field and encourage women to go into it. They've encouraged their daughters and other young women to do this. What I think I would tell a young woman would be that to let them know to go in with their eyes wide open, that this is definitely still a male-dominated field, and that there is a struggle, I think, for some women to find their own authenticity in this field, where they can be, they can dress the way they want to dress, they can talk and communicate the way they want to, they can pursue a career in a way that feels right to them, but then also recognize that this is still very male-dominated. One woman I interviewed said, you know, this is a culture created by men for men. And so they need to be more aggressive, potentially, if they want the positions that they want, if they want to be heard at the table and an opportunity to put forward their ideas, because they're really important. There's so much recognition that women bring such a different perspective in terms of the products that they're creating, as well as the work environment that they like, that can be much better for the bottom line for corporations.
Lisa Stifler writing about following 8 women at a University of Washington and their experience over 20 years in tech. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.